Give me a minute. I'll be live. But I am excited about being on the prayer line. Just give us a moment to bring everybody online. Hear every word you say. Why are you calling? He's on his way. Really? All right. I'm ready to go online. More grace to everybody. Thank you for being on here today. And I'm telling you something. You don't know how excited I am to come and join you in prayer. Because it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that does indeed avail it much. You know that song says, prayer will fix it every time. I don't know who wrote it. The person who I like to hear sing it is Bishop David Ellis from Detroit, Michigan. But I like the part that says he's never too busy. He's always on the line. He hear every word you say. And why you calling? He's on his way. I don't know if nobody told you. Prayer will fix it every time. Well, you are blessed today, and you are favored, and we are getting ready to pray again and to call on the name of the Lord, because as I tell you all the time, it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that does indeed availeth much. Now listen, I want you to understand that there's some of you who are watching me right now. I want to ask you a question. Is there anybody watching me who has any prophecies that have not yet come to pass? I believe there are several of you who are watching me right now who are saying, I got a lot of prophetic words hanging over my life that have not yet come to pass. I have a lot of words where the Spirit of God is, hold on 1 minute. Okay. I have a lot of people who are asking and wondering, saying, brother, I got so many prophecies that have not yet come to pass. And I need you to understand that it has not come to pass because the prophet missed it. It has not yet come to pass because God didn't say it. Some prophecies, or the majority of the prophetic words that have been spoken over our life, have not come to pass because we don't pray. And again, this is my passion. This is something that I love to do. I love to pray. I love to intercede. I love to call on the name of the Lord. I want you online to go ahead and come on in. You that are online, share it. Send it to whoever you need to share it to. You that are on this phone, send it to whoever you need to send it to. But I need you to understand that prophecy is very, very important. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be getting to Chicago, but on Friday we'll be starting the prayer meeting at 10 o'clock p.m. That's right, Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. The flyer is there on the screen. We'll be at 3 South Laramie in Chicago, Illinois. That's Zoe Life Ministries, and it's a shut-in. I'll be there. Prophet Vincent will be there from Texas. Mother Mildred Harris, praise God, got confirmation that she will be there. And I'm going to actually reach out to one more person and see if they can make it, because I want us to be in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord in intercession, in prayer, believing God for breakthrough, believing God for change, believing God for turnaround, believing God for a breakthrough. Remember now, you have whatever you say. And so I need prayer warriors, people who call on the name of the Lord. And I want to say something to you. There are many people out here praying, but they're praying with wicked hearts. There are a lot of people out here praying. They're full of animosity, full of unforgiveness. They're full of the devil. And I was telling somebody today, Prophet Khan is not perfect. But one thing that I do desire to master and believe I'm mastering is that love walk. What's that? John 13:34-35. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, by the love you have one for another. But let me get back into what I'm talking about. There are so many prophetic words that are hanging over your life that have not come to pass. And it's not because the prophet missed it, and it's not because God didn't say it. A lot of it is not coming to pass because we don't understand that prophecy is a weapon. And we don't understand the rules of engagement. We don't understand that in the spirit realm, there are legalities and technicalities. There are things that you do in the spirit realm that you have to understand the rules of engagement. If I went to London, I would not use the word bloody. The reason I wouldn't use the word bloody over there is because bloody is profanity. If I went to see the Queen, I would not touch the Queen, because to touch the Queen is seen as dishonorable. So you find out what the rules of engagement are in every culture and every climate. That's what smart people do. They find out what is okay and what is not okay. Well, when you got saved, you were delivered from the power of darkness into the powers of the, he brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Is that 1 Peter 2 and 9? It says we're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. He said he wanted us to show forth the praises, all right, a peculiar people who are to show forth the praises of him who brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Well, you've been delivered into a kingdom of light. And because you are in a kingdom of light, you're in a completely different kingdom from darkness. Now, the kingdom of light is a upside-down kingdom. That's what I like to call it. I believe I heard that from Bishop Leo Lewis. It's an upside-down kingdom. The way in with God without. All right? The way up with God is down. The way to receive with God is give. We're in an upside-down kingdom. It's completely different from what you've been taught, what you heard, what you think. All right. In the world, you had to work to be somebody. In this kingdom, he did it for you. And I want you all to understand that. Well, you need to understand prophecy, because some of you love to receive prophecy, but you don't know what to do with prophecy. You don't know how to work prophecy. You don't know how to war prophecy. And you don't understand that whenever prophecy is released concerning your life, concerning your church, concerning the nation, amen, concerning your job, it gives the enemy an indication of what is about to happen. All right? I hear people say stuff like, the devil has peeked into your future. It's good preaching, but it's terrible theology. It's good for TV, but it's not true. Because Colossians 3 declares that I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. So the devil can't peek into my future because it's been hidden from him. And the reason it's hidden from him is because I'm in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If I had time to talk about the power of being in Christ, but that's symphutos. Amen. I'm with him, planted together with him. Where he is, I am. He's seated, so am I. He got up, I got up. Amen. He died, I died. I was buried with him. Glory be to God. But I want you to understand this, that according to the word of God, the devil does not know what is going to happen in your life until a prophecy is released, because your life is here with Christ and God. So the enemy doesn't know your future. The enemy doesn't know who you're going to marry. The enemy doesn't know your destiny. He doesn't know the plan of God for your children or your family until a prophet comes and prophesies and say, this is the plan of God for your husband. Well, the minute the devil hears that, he goes into working overtime. Look at Matthew chapter 2. Glory to God. And you that are wondering why I'm holding this phone, there are people on the phone too. We have about 800 people on this call that are listening to me while I'm looking at you. All right. But Matthew, and it's a blessing that I've invited you all to come on. Amen. Because this is only just leading up until the prayer meeting. This is up until the underground prayer movement. But after that, this weekend, we're going back to this phone. Amen. But Matthew chapter 2, look at what Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 says. Very profound. It says, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee, out of what is thee? Bethlehem. Out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Did you hear that? The minute that prophetic word was released, the devil got revelation that a deliverer was coming out of Bethlehem. The wise man saw the star, and when the wise man saw the star, they revealed to Herod that the governor had been born. Now, the prophecy was in Matthew 2 and 6. As a result of that prophecy and the wise men telling them that Jesus had been born, Herod released a decree and said, kill all men, child, under two. But the only reason the enemy or the devil in Herod went after the male children in Bethlehem was because there was a prophecy released that a deliverer or a governor was coming out of Bethlehem. If that prophecy was not released, Herod would have never known. Are you listening to me? The same thing happened with Moses. What was the word? Kill all the male children. And many of you don't understand that when you get a prophecy, it's time. It ain't time to, oh, glory, oh, glory, hallelujah, shout that. No, it's not time to shout. It's time to pray. You don't know what to do. And you don't understand that whenever a prophetic word has been released from the light world, there are going to be reactions from the dark world. There's going to be reactions from the underworld. Some of you don't even understand that the attacks that you are experiencing are reactions. They are reactions because of what's getting ready to take place in your life. They are reactions. Your son acting crazy. Your mama acting silly. Your husband turning on you. People at the job doing stuff. I was riding with one of the men driving me somewhere the other day, and the car wasn't messing. You know, we were riding, and there was a car in the other lane. All the other cars passed him. Nothing happened. But as soon as my car get past him, he almost hit us. Those are reactions. Those are reactions from the underworld, all right? But today, you got to understand that you have the power through intercession, and you have the power through prayer to break stuff. You listening to me? I want us to pray right now. Hey, I want us to pray right now. Where's our first prayer? We're going to break free from every demon in our bloodline. Amen. Amen. Every stronghold in your bloodline. Every attack in your bloodline. Everything that the enemy is holding up. Because, see, you got to remember this now. This prophecy was not only just given in Matthew chapter 2. This prophecy was actually given in Genesis chapter 3. Let me help you. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was a prophecy. The prophecy that was that something was going to happen between Satan and the seed of the woman. So all through history and all through that bloodline, guess what the devil was doing? He was trying to stop stuff. And y'all don't understand that some of you are fighting things that are in your bloodline. Amen. All because of a prophetic word that was released to your grandmother, your great-grandfather, and the enemy has been trying to attack you by sending stuff from your bloodline. You're fighting things that you don't even have control over. But raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I break free from every demon in my bloodline. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you today that you are a prayer answering God and you are Jehovah Sabaoth. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the God of war. And in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I have what I say. Your word declares in Isaiah 10:27, it is written that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So by this anointing, hey, I break free from every demon in my bloodline, every stronghold in my bloodline, every curse of my ancestor. I loose myself from every yoke that is in my bloodline, every yoke of poverty, every yoke of infirmity, every yoke of pride, every yoke of arrogance, every yoke of stubbornness, every yoke of lust, perversion. Hey, every yoke of poverty, every yoke of prayerlessness, every yoke of infirmity, the curse of just enough, every stronghold of anger. I break loose from every yoke in my bloodline. I loose myself from my father's yoke, that yoke of addiction, that yoke of hitting the ceiling and not going past that ceiling. I break myself free from that yoke in my father's bloodline. I loose myself from the yoke in my mother's bloodline, and I break free from it right now. And I command the devil to take his hands off of me, off of my children, off of my family, off of my church, off of my mind, off of my cat, off of my dog. Loose me, loose me, loose me, loose me. I loose myself from every stronghold in the bloodline of my mother's house, of my father's house. I dismantle everything that comes through the bloodline. I dismantle. Hey, hey, hey. Lebasha, lebankala di bosa, robosa le mandili kitaya, benka di biushna, alabasia, endala kutaya. I will not suffer what my mother suffered. I will not suffer what my father suffered. I will not suffer, hey, 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 what those in my family dealt with. I am free from that yoke. I loose myself. I loose myself. I loose myself. And I break free from every stronghold in my bloodline now, in the name of Jesus. Kotolobosha. Kele mandalaba sikala la mandalabahaya. Mendele bekitala. Now, y'all got to listen. Whenever you are good, whenever you are anointed, whenever you are powerful, whenever you are great, the devil is after you. Don't you think you're just going to be anointed and you're not going to be attacked? Soon as you get a prophecy, it's time to war. Soon as you get a word concerning your children, concerning your daughter, concerning your family, guess what time it is? It's time to war. It's not time to play. It's war time. Are y'all listening to me? Why do you think 2 Timothy chapter 1, I think that's where it is. 2 Timothy 1, look at what he said. Hey, halabasha tono mokiankala di basa. Hey, 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy, is that 2 Timothy? That's right. 1 Timothy, hold on, what's that? There's it. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. He said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Your prophecy is a weapon to fight the devil. Hey! Yeah! Are you listening to me? When you get a prophecy over your life, it ain't no shouting time. It's war time. Because that prophecy just showed God's intention concerning your life. It gave you advanced knowledge, but it also gave the devil advanced knowledge because he is the prince of the power of the air. So the minute that thing was released in the air, there are people who operate in the underworld who are called eavesdroppers and watchers and scanners. Are you listening to me? An eavesdropper, a watcher, and a scanner. These are people who watch in the spirit. These are people who eavesdrop on your conversation. That's why you can't be saying everything to everybody. All right? It gives you advanced knowledge. And the plot of the adversary is to take that information and use it against you so that he can attack you and keep it from happening. Are y'all listening to me? Think about it. He's a thief. If I got word, if I'm a thief, and I got word that somebody was going to be going to a store, taking $40 million worth of diamonds to another location, and I got word of it, I'm going to find a weak spot to intercept those diamonds. The devil is a thief. Are you listening to me? And he got advanced knowledge of where you're going by prophecy. And his job is to rob you of that future. So until you see the full manifestation of that prophecy come to pass, you got a war. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Until you see your son delivered, until you see the fulfillment of the prophecy concerning your marriage, your children, your covenant, your business, your sanity, that you can't hold your peace. Why do you think Isaiah chapter 62, I think that's what that is. We're going to get in prayer. Why do you think Isaiah 62:6 says this? Why do you think it says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night? The Jews right now are at the wailing wall. Guess what they're praying for? The peace of Jerusalem. They're praying for it. The future of your children are at stake. The future of your business is at stake. The future of your ministry is at stake. Your sanity is at stake. Your peace is at stake. And you cannot play. Somebody in your family got to rise up and say, hitherto have you come, but you cannot come any farther. Somebody in the spirit must set a line of demarcation and say, loose my son, loose my daughter. I will not eat until my son is delivered. But everybody worried about their shape now. Everybody worried about their figure. Amen. Amen. This is the hour where everybody trying to look good. Amen. You looking good and your family is dying going to hell. You're fat and overweight and your family's dying of cancer because you won't turn your plate down. You won't beat your body under subjection and your brother is addicted. Your brother, your sons and daughters are tormented by the devil because there's a prophecy on their life and you are the watchman that God has set up for the deliverance of your family. Raise your right hand. Because everything that Jesus became was a manifestation of prophecy. Hear me. I hope you catch what I'm about to say. I hope you get what I'm about to say. Prophecies. The Old Testament were prophecies. Watch this. It was letters. It was letters. It takes letters to formulate words. I said it takes letters to formulate a word. T is not a word. T is a letter. But if I take T-A-R and put those letters together, it formulates a word. Prophecies were letters. But one day, those letters turned into words, and the word became flesh. Jesus is nothing but a manifestation of prophecies. And I'm declaring today that every prophecy hanging over my life, it shall come to pass. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every prophetic word concerning my life today, as I lift my voice and pray, I declare manifestation. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, every prophetic word concerning my son, concerning my daughter, concerning my children, my family, my house. Hey, I declare in the name of Jesus that the word of the Lord shall come to pass. I declare it will not be prolonged, it will not be delayed, but there shall be a manifestation of every prophecy concerning my life.
concerning the life of my children, the life of KCC. I lift up KCC before you. I lift up the promises that you've spoken concerning KCC. KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville. There is a word hanging over their life. There are promises hanging over this ministry. And I declare a manifestation. I bind every eavesdropper. I bind every watcher and every scanner. I blabble for Kuba, Ikaban, Kabu, Imidi, the other, Libandili, Bikitobo, Oshala. Hey, hey, hey. I bathe my prophecy with the blood of Jesus and declare that it will not be penetrated. It will not be hindered. It will not be stopped. It will not be blocked. I declare a manifestation of every good thing that you have spoken concerning my life. I cancel every evil intent. I cancel every wrong prayer. I cancel every hidden agenda, every conspiracy. And I declare that every prophecy that has been spoken concerning my life through the mouth of the prophet come to pass. I command a manifestation in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of my husband, my daughter, my business, my legacy, my reputation. I declare, hey, that the word of the Lord shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. I command the word to become flesh. I command the word to manifest. Manifest in the life of my family. Manifest in the life of my daughter. Manifest in the life of my wife. In the life of my husband. Manifest in the life. Hey, hey, hey. I declare, you said concerning my life that this is the year of the crossroads. You said that you were getting ready to give me a second chance. And I declare by divine authority, no more delays, no more postponement, no deterrent. I declare a manifestation. I command speed. I command speed. I command speed over my prophecy. Hey, hey, hey. Lebasha. Likandolo bohotaya. Yambibibiasi. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray and command a manifestation. Command it to come to pass. Command your business to take off. Command every prophecy concerning finances, every prophecy concerning political influence, concerning spiritual influence, concerning what is upon your life. Command a manifestation. Command the salvation of your children. Command the deliverance of your husband. Hey, it must come to pass. I war warfare and declare that I cannot die. I will not die. I will not die before my time. I will not die before seeing the manifestation of everything that you've spoken concerning my life. It is written, you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. You are not a liar. You are covenant-keeping God. You are a man of your word. I bind you to your promise. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, my God, somebody's daughter is bound. Somebody's son is wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in addiction and stronghold. But I cancel every attack of the enemy to hinder the promises concerning their life to come to pass. I loose you, preacher. I loose you, woman of God. I loose you, apostle, prophet, evangelist. Be free now in the name of Jesus. Ah. It must come to pass. It must come to pass. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Mika Dalaba. I command the manifestation. I command the manifestation. I command the manifestation. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go to Chicago, let there be a manifestation of glory. You told us to do these underground prayer men, movement, manifest. Send them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let them come from Chicago. Let them come from Indiana. Let them come from Michigan. Let them come from Ohio. Let them come from Tennessee. Let them come from everywhere to pray, to call on the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Abba Shakaba, Bika Debe, Lebrondolo Kutala. My God, we just got a breakthrough. Elele Babaya, Mandala. Ele Bobo Hoshaba.
Now, that's how God deals with me. When you see me laughing, that means something broke. You are blessed. Everybody on this thing, if you think it's a game, don't do it. But everybody under the sound of my voice, I said everybody under the sound of my voice, I'm going to say it again. I said everybody who's ready for a manifestation, go to $PBCJR right now. Every one of you. Do not hesitate. $PBCJR and sow $20 right now. Matter of fact, sow 2022. $20.22 for the year of 2022. $20.22. You can give it at PBCJR, BrianCarn.com. You can put it at $KingdomCityCulture. But I want every one of you right now, you that are online watching me, sow it now. You that are listening to me on this call, sow it now. Somebody say, why do we give when we get done praying? Because God told Cornelius that his prayers and his alms came up as a memorial. When you mix a seed with your prayer, things break in the spirit. Okay? So everybody, so now, while this anointing is flowing, that $20.22, I said everybody, everybody. You can give it on PBCJR, $KingdomCityCulture, okay? BrianCarn.com, you can mail it in, however you want to do it. Sow it. I'll be in Chicago Friday night, 10 p.m. That's right. Hey! Mikada ba soto lele manda la basita. Mikandolo boko taya. E badi bi andala kidala kikasno. I will be there Friday night. Okay, at 10 p.m., we're praying from 10 p.m. to 8. We're calling on the name of the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and say this to you now. Houston, be in church. I will not be there this Saturday. Okay? Okay, I will not be there this Saturday. I've done everything in my power to try to get there, and it's not because I don't want to be there. I tried to find a flight that got me there, but no flight gets me there. Okay? I will not be there this Saturday, but I will be there Tuesday for Bible study. So this Tuesday's Bible study is going to be in Houston, all right? And I'm trying to set it up so that we can take turns. Houston 1 week, Charlotte 1 week, Jacksonville 1 week, okay? I might not be supposed to tell that, but y'all know me. I don't know how to hold that when it comes to ministry, okay? So I want y'all to know that. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I'm interceding for you. If you are anywhere near Illinois, Chicago, you need to come. What is the Cash App again, Sister Joy? It's right there. It's $PBCJR. Okay? It's $KingdomCityCulture. Okay? All right? Amen. Amen. The address to where we are going, can you put in the address where we'll be in Chicago? What's the address? 3 South Laramie. That's the west side of Chicago. All right. I want to say off of Madison. Am I right? Priscilla Reed. You've not received your 2022 prophecy. Send an email to the ministry, and I thought I was done. I may have pretty much done on it, but if there's something I have not gotten to, please forgive me. All right? I'll make sure it's done. Amen. I love you, Sister Henry. I love you. We're praying for you. You all are blessed. You are favored. I will see you. This weekend, I'll see as many of you as I can this weekend. I will see you in where? Where will I see you at? In Chicago on Friday at 10. Now, tomorrow, I'm only going to be online. Tomorrow night, I'm only going to be on the phone at 6 p.m. I'm not going live. I will only be on the phone at 6 p.m. So you're going to want to call early. Okay? That's right. You're going to want to call early to make sure you get on this call and pray. Somebody else say they didn't receive their prophecy, Dether Jackson. Now, you who are saying this, you sow that certain seed, and we do it. So I just want to let you know. But anyway, it's going to be awesome. Matter of fact, get to the prayer meeting on time Friday. Amen. You get there late, you might not have a seat. Okay, so get there. But we're praying. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you come in there and look cute, stay home. We don't want that. We want you coming in there praying, calling on the name of the Lord. Okay? You are blessed. I love you. I'm praying for you. The address is 3 South Laramie. Okay? Somebody keeps saying, show me the address. I haven't showed it to you 50 times. 3 South Laramie in Chicago, Illinois. We'll be there Friday night starting at 10 p.m. If you don't have it, don't feel bad. You can't give what you don't have. Okay? But my God, call somebody and tell them, I need the soul. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You cannot be stopped. And because God is the greatest power, you will never, ever, ever be defeated. I love you so much. And I look forward to praying with you and seeing you in Chicago. And tomorrow night, tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., call the line. The number is 605, for you that don't know it. The number is 605. There it is. That's the number to get in. All for your T-Mobile people, for people that got Sprint, all of this information. If you want to get in, that's tomorrow night at, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5 o'clock Central time, but 6 p.m. Eastern time. You are blessed. You're favored. More grace. See you later. Hallelujah. Kalaba.